This morning, I'd like to welcome you to probably the first and the only virtual Father's Day. As you've heard already, today is Father's Day. It's an earthly celebration of dads. Some of you may be a dad or a granddad. Or if you're not male, then you will have had a dad. And today is an exclusive day for you and them. So to fathers, happy Father's Day, whether it's virtual or reality. That's however it is, really. But it's a different one this time round. But some of you may not be celebrating in the same way. Many reasons. Because in a Father's Day, you need to have that relationship. And things happen. Things we can't control. Say, for example, such as a pandemic comes along. And this can prevent the natural Father's Day occurring. It may be due to separation in families. It may be due to distance in families. Or it may be due to death, which comes around. That relationship can, for whatever reason, not be celebrated in the same way. That father relationship becomes distance. It becomes farther away. No longer part of our lives. But I've got some good news for you today. I've got some good news because Father's Day is reality. And it's been extended in every way that you can imagine. It's become an inclusive event. That means it's for all of us. No matter where you are, no matter who you are. Also, it's not just today. As I've said, it's been extended. It's every day. It's in every place that you are in. It's in every situation. It is now part of your life. The Father. A reading which we all know and we can all probably recite quite well is Psalms 23 verses 1 to 6. It says there, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, I'm quoting scripture, and rightly so, these verses speak of God, our Heavenly Father, a Father applicable to each and every one of us, to all of us as Christians. You all have a Father today in common, and we are all his children, and in him you can have a Father's Day. Amen. A Father's Day every day and everywhere. Just look at these verses in a little bit more detail. The Lord is my shepherd. Our Father, our guide, our shepherd to life, our shepherd, our leader. So many ways that you can describe the word shepherd. But it's a person that's in control. It's a person that knows the situation. It's a person that understands. It's a person that cares. It's our Father God. Reading on, it says then, I lack nothing. What a place to be in. Dad is our provider. I lack nothing. To say that and represent that in each one of our lives, how great is our Father God, our provider, in lacking nothing, in being without anything that we could imagine, anything that we need, everything that we want in our existence here is provided for by our God, our Father. It then says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Our dad lets us rest. Our dad lets us feel at peace. These are great things to grant each and every one of us. The situations that can face us from day to day, from moment to moment, that can overwhelm us. But our Father God lets us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside those quiet waters. He enables us to have that rest. He enables us to have that peace. It then says, he refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. That verse can mean so much to each one of us. Refreshment is a completeness, a feeling inside ourselves that gives us satisfaction. It fills in the gaps. It fills in the spaces where perhaps our knowledge isn't extended enough to understand. Our Father God, our Dad, the mentor, the refresher of our lives. When I was younger, we used to be able to buy, I think I still buy them now from the shops, refresher sweets, the chewy to start with, and then suddenly when you get into the middle of them, it's got a sherbet inside, which fizzles on your tongue and livens you up. That's exactly what our Father is like. When he's inside your soul, when he's inside you, he can fizz up. He can make the difference and refresh each and every one of us in a way that we can't comprehend. This verse also goes on to say that he'll lead us on the right paths. So now our Father God has just become our sat-nav to life. Our sat-nav to all the situations that we face. When things become to the point where we don't know which way to turn, our Father God is the way to go. Our Father God is our path. Our Father God is our guide to life. All this for his namesake, which is Father, which is God. Even though it says, I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This reminds me a little bit of a bird's life. You think of a bird's life being quite, you know, all right. They fly about all day in the sky. They can go where they want, look at what they want to do, and happy life. But if you think of how that bird was created, obviously, initially by our Father, but he had a mammy bird and a daddy bird, and they came together and they built a nest. And that nest was quite high up in a tree. And then along came an egg. And mammy bird and daddy bird took their turns in sitting on that egg. And then along came a chick out of that egg. And that chick was right up in that tree, in that nest, and it was quite high. And when that little bird looked out of the nest, it must have been a little bit like what is described in this verse. When that little chick looked out of the nest, it saw quite a way down. To us, we might have called it a darkest valley, but that was probably the darkest valley for that little chick. And then Mummy Bird came back and Daddy Bird came back, and that little chick didn't fear that valley anymore. Didn't feel that deep drop going down and down and down, which it thought, well, I don't want this nest to come out of the tree, and I don't want to fall out of the tree. Because Father was there. And Father was there to comfort him, to comfort the bird. And that's how I think of this particular verse, that Dad, our Father God, our protector, our shield, our comfort, are comfort blankets. He's there no matter where we are, no matter what life situation we're in. If we're looking out of that nest and thinking that's a long way down, and I don't really want to be down there, Father God's there. Father God's with you. And then, lastly, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. This is saying that Father God is there, like I've said earlier, no matter what the situation is. In the very presence of my enemies, you're covering me. You're drenching me with your Father love. You're drenching me to an extent that your love overflows from me. Father God, a dad that just keeps on giving, a Father God which you can have a constant relationship, a constant daily Father's Day, a Father God that is there for everything. He's there as the provider. He's there as the comforter. He's there as the healer. He's there as the peace giver. He's there as the guidance. He's there as the mentor. He's there above all our understanding, to an extent that it just overflows from each one of us. Father God, our Father in heaven, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All the days of our lives. Not just today, as in Father's Day, but every day. It's a house, our Father's house, which we can all dwell in. We're all his children. We are all under his leadership, his shepherdness, if that's a word, shepherdness, I don't know. We're all under our Father God. The everyday dad, the everyday father. Your Father God, closer than you can ever imagine. What a great few verses this is. It's used in many different situations in our earthly lives. But in our earthly lives, it should be in our daily situation. It should be in these virtual days that we're having now, our everyday. An everyday for Father God in heaven. Amen.